Welcome back
to the Flick Chicks podcast.
I'm Allison.
And I'm Jane.
And, whoa boy, do we have a movie for you this
week?
Do
we have a movie for you?
It's my pick.
You guys, I don't know how many of you have seen this movie.
It's pretty new.
It's pretty new, and it's kind of not, like, super A-list, I guess.
No, you probably didn't see it in theaters.
If you have seen it, you probably were at Redbox one night.
And you were like, that looks weird.
You were like, that looks really weird.
And so you bought it.
And you watched it.
Our friend Abby showed us this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like
a year ago.
Yeah, probably like right when it came out.
Yeah.
And I kind of forgot about it.
Me too.
And it got moved to Hulu. And I was like, that movie seems fun to do.
Yeah.
And so we decided to do it. And this week is my pick. And I picked Assassination Nation 2018. Woo boy!
Woo boy!
Woo boy!
Let's see. There are some, like, most of the main characters aren't, like, super big actors, but
no, but you might have
familiar like, faces.
Familiar faces. Odessa Young is the main character. Mm-hmm. She plays Lily.
Lily, yep. Yeah. Joel McHale's in it. He plays Nick, right?
Yeah, Nick Mathers.
Nick Mathers. Maud Apatow is in it.
Yeah, she's like a side character named Grace.
Yep.
Bella Thorne is in it.
A side character named Reagan.
Yeah, then there's Harry Neff, who plays a girl named Bex.
Yep.
She was also in the show You, if any of you saw that.
Mm-hmm.
She is not a very big character in that either, but Suki Waterhouse plays a girl named Sarah. And then a girl named Abra, who I've never seen in anything else, mm-hmm. plays their friend M. So there are some names you probably recognize, but I would say most of them I didn't know who these people were.
Yeah, me too.
Or had maybe seen them in, like, something else, but mm-hmm. they weren't, like, it wasn't a big movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm taking a drink. I got so hot today.
I get hot every single day.
It's so hot.
It's so hot outside.
It literally needs to calm down. Preston, I looked up the weather, it's 63 today. And the low is 40 every day this week.
That's awesome.
I know. I mean, I have a feeling I'm gonna get really sick.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna go from being like 90 degrees every day, the low is literally 80, to like 40 degrees.
Yeah, you're gonna.
And raining every day.
You're gonna go into shock.
I know. I also hate that. It's like, you're gonna be jealous, but.
Oh, yeah, Allison's leaving for Europe.
In like 2 days.
Yeah, so today, Cole and I were shopping, and I was talking about something, and I was like, oh, Allison would like this, and then I was like, she's not gonna be here, and then, like, I almost started crying in the middle of, like, wherever we were shopping, and he was like, are you okay? And I'm like, I thought I was gonna be okay, but I'm not okay.
I'm not sad.
Like, I'm not handling it very well right now, and I'm just really, like, sad about it.
So I've been having, like, weird subconscious stress, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And like for a while I was just like, why is my body doing these things? And then I was like, maybe I'm stressed.
Yeah.
Because like usually if I get really stressed I'll like break out, but I haven't been breaking out. My skin's been really good. But every morning I wake up at like 8 a.m. Doesn't matter what time I went to sleep.
Oof.
Which is not normal for
me.
I sleep.
You usually sleep a good like 9 yeah, hours.
Exactly. So which is okay, because I usually still get, like, 9 hours, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
This is weird, TMI, I guess, but when I sweat, but my sweat doesn't really stink that bad, I guess.
Yeah.
I have, like, smelled so bad the past, like, week, and I was like, what happened? Like,
I bet you're just stressed.
And that's what I read somewhere, that if you're stressed, your sweat smells worse.
That's really intense.
I was like, what? And then today, I was just like, it's like all hitting me, because this is like, this weekend's really busy, and tomorrow we have to record a bunch.
Yeah.
Yep. And I was like,
we're gonna do like a 2-hour recording session.
Yeah, so that we don't have to record the very first week I get there, or mm-hmm. like, we'll at least be like one ahead, kind of.
Yeah, for sure.
And not have to like stress about it too much.
We'll have a little cushioning.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm nervous about it.
I'm stressed, I know. So if our podcast is a little late or maybe misses a week,
that's why.
Don't be mad, please.
Sorry. Or I can just do
a little mini-soda.
A mini-soda or We'll figure it out, guys.
Don't be mad.
Don't be mad at us, please. We're fixing stuff. We're trying so
hard. I only have a Lenovo laptop, and it cost me $200 4 years ago. It's not in good condition to be recording. I tried to buy a MacBook before I left.
Yeah. How did that go?
Not good. They sold their MacBook before I could get it.
That sucks.
I know. I was like, please, just wait. And they're like, no, sold.
Dang.
I know. That's what happens. You have a $500 2015 on the market.
True.
People are snapping it up. I'm trying to get rid of this 3D printed Game of Thrones chair. Nobody wants it. But I don't want it either. And I'm trying to sell all my clothes, my makeup and stuff before I leave. And everyone's buying my makeup, which I was like, so y'all really want my used ass makeup.
But not clothes.
But not my clothes, which are in great condition, by the way. And they're cute.
But they want your half-used...
half-used makeup. And everyone's like, when can you meet? And I'm like, Monday. And that is it.
No other day.
No other day. I will meet Monday. So I'm meeting everyone on Monday.
Busy day.
Busy day. And then tomorrow's busy. But I guess at least tomorrow's not as busy because I'm with you at night, so that's a little bit more flexible.
Yeah.
But I'm still like...
Yeah. It's gonna be okay.
I know. It's stressful.
But we can only watch movies on, like, streaming services now.
I know, unless we both want to rent them. I'll have to discover where the nearest
movie rental
store is.
I'm sure there are some.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. All right. So, Assassination Nation. Mm. I forgot about this movie.
Me too.
I remember liking it when I first watched it. I like a good, it's gore and, you know, violence and fun stuff.
I remember being like, oh, I really like the aesthetic. And I remember liking the general plot.
Yeah, me too.
Like being like, oh, that's a cool idea for a
story. That's a really interesting story, yeah.
But then I started to watch it. And I was like, the first half, I was like, is this movie good?
Right?
I was like, this movie's kind of bad. But I remember, like, less than a year ago, liking it. But then this one little title card comes up, and it says, 1 week later, and the movie just loses its fucking mind from there.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of just goes batshit.
Yeah, it feels like, you know, like, Quentin Tarantino movies?
It's very, that transition scene is so Quentin Tarantino.
Where it's like, it goes from being a completely normal movie to just suddenly being, like, kicking ass everywhere. Yeah. That's exactly what happens. But it's the last 45 minutes of the movie.
It's really intense. So, I guess the plot of the movie is pretty simple.
Yeah.
So, like, it starts with this guy, the mayor, getting hacked, basically, and it, like, comes out that he is, like, a transvestite, is what people say. It's not an appropriate
term, but he's cross-dressed and is gay.
Yeah, not a transvestite, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, but people say that in the movie.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's what they call it. That's what everyone is perceiving him as. So he
kills himself
in front of
a crowd.
In front, like, at a press conference. He just, like, shoots himself in the head.
Pretty rough.
Because he got hacked. And all this stuff came out and everything. So then we, like, for the rest of the movie, we follow these four girls.
Mm-hmm.
Four key girls. And then there's like, two other
side girls. That are, like, kind of important.
Kind of important. Yeah. But we follow this friend group of 18 and 18-year-old girls who are all really smart, it seems like.
At least Lily's really smart, yeah.
Lily's like a genius, is what people talk about. Like, she's like a genius.
Yeah, she's like really smart.
Yeah, really talented and like...
But they're also like really cherry lip gloss Twitter.
Yes, and they really like to party. And they really like
sex.
Sex, and they really like to dance on each other.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of that. And then basically... there's some other stuff that happens with the girls, but basically half of the town gets hacked.
Half the town gets hacked, and it comes out that Lily has been not sleeping with, but she has been sending dirty pictures to this married man who she used to babysit for.
Yeah, who's like her neighbor.
Who's her neighbor, and like her parents like lose their shit and kick her out.
They kick her out.
That is like a brutal scene.
I know, I wrote a huge fucking thing about
that. It's like so sad.
I know.
I'm just like, holy shit.
And then... and basically, like, she gets kicked out, and everyone, like, after the big hack happens, basically the entire town starts, like, losing their fucking minds, basically. Yeah. Like, they get really angry at people because they find out all their dirty secrets, mm-hmm. and they find out who said what about them, and, you know, it's like...
Who's sleeping with who?
It's like, you don't want that bullshit to come out about you.
No.
And they didn't want it to come out about them either. So everyone starts fucking fighting each other, and then there's this big group of people who get together and are like, we're gonna fucking find this hacker, because this is a terrorist act. And the, yeah. and basically, like, the police and FBI don't know what to do, because it's, like, impossible to track the person, so they just stop.
Yeah.
Although they say that, and yet the one kid finds them. But, but then they, so basically they track down the hacker and they become convinced that it's the main character, Lily, and they start trying to murder her and her friends.
Yeah, everyone thinks that she's the hacker, and she's also, like, everyone's, it's a lot of slut-shaming, a lot of that, so, like, her pictures got out, and everyone on Reddit was like, who's this slut, you know, that kind of type of thing.
Yeah, and, you know, men are where it's like, they're like, oh, she did that, and now she deserves to have sex with me.
Yeah, now she deserves...
Either I'm gonna kill her or she's gonna have sex with me.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of that.
A lot of that.
A lot of men chasing down women, and a lot of very, a lot of, like, almost rapes.
A lot of almost rapes, and a lot of, like...
A lot of...
Domestic violence.
Oh, yeah. A lot of abuse.
Yeah, it's really intense. Also, Bill Skarsgård's in this.
Yeah, which is weird.
He's really good in it, though. Like, I think he's a really talented actor.
I have a lot of notes about this movie.
Okay, well, once we finish doing the synopsis, we can...
Oh, my God.
Because I want to talk about the ending.
Oh, yeah.
I love the ending.
Yeah, basically, they start hunting down people. They kill one of her friends, Sarah. They kill her. No, they don't. They don't kill Sarah. They kill M's mom.
Yes.
She tries to help them, gets shot in the head, basically dies. And the rest of the girls escape. Bex is transgender, and she, at the beginning of the movie, she has sex with a guy.
Who's on the football team.
Who's, you know, classic, like, transphobe.
Yeah, exactly, like his, jock, and...
Yeah, and his team is, like, really transphobic, and...
And super toxic masculinity. Mm-hmm. It's, like, really unhealthy and really scary.
So, basically, they're like, if you want to make up for what you did, you have to fucking kill Bex.
Yeah.
Which is too real.
Too real.
Literally too real. And so, they're gonna hang her.
Yeah, they put her on the back of a, of a truck.
This horribly graphic, terrifying scene where you're like, I'm about to watch Bex get hanged.
Ugh.
But... They save her.
Yes.
She does not get hanged. And then there's basically, like, this big fight.
Yep.
And then we find out who the hacker really is.
And it's Lily's little brother, who's like, 14.
Yeah, like 13 or 14. And they're like, why?
And he goes, I don't know, for the lulz.
Yeah, literally. He was just like, I thought it would be funny. Watching this movie again, knowing who the hacker was...
I know!
It was made every scene with him so much better.
I know, it made every scene with him so hilarious.
Because I was like, this fucking kid does not give a shit.
No.
He does not care what's happening. I mean, for him too, it's probably like, well, nothing's coming out about me. And also, he probably didn't think that anything would happen to his family.
Yeah.
Because he didn't know that his sister was sleeping with the neighbor. Yikes.
So ridiculous.
It's pretty amazing.
Okay, let's go through your movie, notes. I want to go through your notes.
I started by making a pros and cons list.
Okay.
Because for a while, I couldn't tell if this movie was good or bad.
Gotcha.
And then I just started writing down a running list of my thoughts.
Okay. I like this.
So we start with the cons. I wrote, this movie is kind of fake deep. I believe I wrote this during the scene when Lily is in the principal's office for her drawing.
Oh my God. That's life.
And it's like, he's like, you can't draw naked women in pornographic poses. And she's like, wah, 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 the selfies. And I was like, okay, first of all, nobody talks like this. And I wrote cherry lip gloss Twitter for sure. All the girls, the way they talk. I said the main girls kind of have shitty writing.
Yeah, I can see
all
that.
Of the writing is like a mix between a very long Tumblr post that somebody posted that was smart and porn stars posting on Twitter. And they randomly flip between those two. There's no like bridge that crosses yeah. that gap. It's just like in some scenes they're like LOL YOLO, but then in other scenes they're like, but have you thought about dismantling the patriarchy and what that means to women? And
that's
like,
so true.
There's literally no crossover.
The whole, like, all of her monologues, it...
Everybody's monologues are, like, so
deep,
smart, and, like, thoughtful, but then when they're just talking to each other, they're like, honestly, it's just, like, totally a vibe.
Well, do you think that's, like, that, like, the... We glorify stupidity in our culture?
I have no idea.
I don't know if that's, like, intentional, or if they...
I can't tell. I wish it was more like, the girls are smart and they can participate in pop culture.
Yeah.
But instead it feels like there's two different sides to every one of these girls.
Mm-hmm.
And that one side is that they participate in pop culture and that's it. And the other side is that they're really smart.
Yeah.
And then I wrote Bella Thorne, OMG, as a con.
The freaking dance she does.
Also, what? Bella Thorne, first of all, blue-haired ass Bella Thorne, this would never happen. What? And then, like, I think I specifically was talking about the scene in the gym where they're all laying down, and she's like, yeah, it's like this person, he just buys me stuff off my Amazon wishlist, and I guess it's because he thinks I'm, like, so real, and I was like, I hate this. Oh my god, it was cringe, cringe, cringe. Then I wrote another thing about their dialogue. I don't remember what they said, but I went, I did not like this. I went, how the fuck she know how to find the damn IP address? I don't know where to look for that. And then, how come the IP address is in Russia, but when he starts monitoring IP addresses, it comes from her house?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No. How did you figure that out if the IP address was concealed?
Yeah. That didn't make
any
sense.
But I don't know computers either. I wrote, again, Bella Thorne is the worst. And then I wrote, Bill Skarsgård's accent keeps coming through. And it's really bad. He doesn't really talk that much. But when he does, you're like, so this guy's not American?
He's so scary, though.
Oh, yeah. He's really scary.
We're seeing him tonight. We're seeing him be scary tonight.
Two Bill Skarsgård movies right in a row.
Right?
Then I wrote, pros, funny.
It is funny. It's very funny.
Just the whole thing.
The whole thing. The whole idea of the witch hunt is...
Oh my god.
The hacking witch hunt.
Well, the very beginning, at the very beginning when they're giving the trigger warnings, and they're legitimate trigger warnings, but also they're doing it in, like, a funny way.
And they're showing it as they're showing the trigger
warning. I know, so you're like...
Well, so there's the trigger warning.
It's
pointless.
Because everything that they're... I mean, yeah, it's like, there's trigger warning and there's worse stuff. They don't show you the worst stuff, but they still show you the, like...
The trigger.
The trigger. I said it has a great aesthetic.
It does. It's
such
beautiful.
A pretty movie.
It's so beautiful.
I know. Literally.
The music, it goes perfectly.
Oh my god, yeah, I wrote the soundtrack is fucking amazing.
It's so good. It goes seamlessly together. It just looks beautiful.
I said, this hacking shit is pretty real.
No, it's terrifying.
Like,
it's so scary.
The mayor, when he's like, what have you done? What have you done? What the fuck have you done? And he's like, so upset.
Yeah.
That's so real.
It is so real.
It's so scary.
And whenever the principal gets hacked and everyone's like, you're a child molester. But
I know,
like, but it's just a picture of his, like, 6-year-old daughter
in
the bathtub.
I know. Horrible.
It's horrible. It's like...
I said, every adult is A+.
Yeah.
Every actor that's an adult is amazing.
Yeah. Her parents are so good.
So good.
Her dad. Oh my god.
Her dad looks like a fish. Does he not? His eyes.
Black like a doll's eyes.
I said the principal's the best.
I know, he's so good, and that just makes it all the more worse when everyone's like, you're a child molester. And it's horrible.
Poor principal, sadness.
I know.
I said, Jack's off to Fight Club every night, LMAO. The part where she's like, it was probably just some fucking weird hacker dude who jacks up to Fight Club every single night. And I was like, so true.
So true. That is what they would do.
It is so, like, why? I don't know. I think it's so funny.
It is. We're going to do Fight Club at some point.
Oh, Fight Club. I have so many thoughts on Fight Club.
So many thoughts.
If you can't tell satire from real life, is it maybe too subtle?
You know, I think that the book was very not subtle, but I think the movie was too subtle. But I don't know if that's because of David Fincher.
It's like if the group you're looking to make fun of thinks it's a celebration of them, is that too subtle?
Is it
too, your satire too subtle?
Should the satire be stronger?
Maybe. It only seems apparent to people who are not in that group that that's a satirical movie.
Maybe that's the case with a lot of things, though.
Maybe. It's kind of like when people watch, like, American Dad or King of the Hill, and they think it's, like, the liberals, and you're like...
Exactly, when people...
That's making fun of you.
Exactly, when people are like, King of the Hill's so real, and it's like, honey.
That's making fun of you.
That's making fun of you right now.
I know. I mean, it's good, and it's, like, not that they're bad people or anything in King of the Hill, it's just, like...
That's what they're like.
Yeah, it's making fun of you. It's funny because it's ridiculous.
The way you think is ridiculous.
Yeah. I wrote Joe McHale was amazing.
He's so good. He's like so dreamy, but then he gets so scary.
I know.
Quickly.
He's not really in it that much.
But he nailed every scene he was in.
That scene where he's masturbating through the window.
Oh my god. Shit.
Scary.
That scene, that's so Rear Window. It's wild.
I know. It's like kind of
his
gross.
Whole thing is like. And also, whenever he's, like, on top of her with the knife. I know. Holy shit. It's so scary.
That fight is amazing.
It's incredible. Like, that entire...
in his daughter's room.
I know.
The fact that that's where he puts her. And because he constantly, like, calls her a little girl.
I know.
And princess. And then you go into her room, and her room is, like, decorated in those exact words. And you're like, don't like that.
Yeah. He was very good. He was very creepy.
I said, this has really good portrayals of abuse, specifically between her and Mark. Is that his name?
Yeah, that's his name, Mark. Bill Skarsgård. Yeah, it's very sad.
Yeah.
And really real.
I know. And like...
The scene, the whole...
When, like, every time he gets mad at her when he's like, sorry, I'm drunk, like, don't be mad.
Yeah, yeah. It's... When they're in the bedroom and he just, like, goes off on her. He's like, with your little skirt and your little panties. And it's like...
I know.
Like,
and he's like, it's your girlfriend, bitch. I know. I know. And then when he's like, do you have a... That scene where he corners her in the hallway and...
Oh, my God.
And has his friends come and jump her.
I know. It's, like, it's terrifying.
It's so scary.
It's so real scary. It's like in Nocturnal Animals. It's like the scene with the
car.
Yeah,
with the
car.
It's so real scary. Oh, my God. Terrifying. Like, literally... This movie, I went out with Liam and we'd had dinner and I got a drink and the drink was really, really strong, but they had already made me one and I didn't like it, and so they made me another one and didn't charge me for the first one. So I didn't like the second one either, but I was like, I have to drink this. Because they already brought me a new one.
Yeah.
And it was so strong and I got really drunk, and then I was completely sober, literally like an hour and a half later, because my adrenaline was pumping so hard while I was watching this movie.
It's intense, especially the last, like, 45 minutes
are so... Oh, my God, like, everything about it.
Yeah.
It's
nonstop.
It
doesn't stop.
The red coats.
Yes.
It also feels like... It feels like Scream Queens.
Yeah.
And Mean Girls and Heathers and The Purge and Twitter had a baby.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like they're all in a giant polyamorous relationship,
yeah,
and
they
had
a
baby.
Yeah, and they made Assassination Nation.
It's
almost like too intense. It's almost like I can't watch it because it's so intense.
It deals with a lot of really intense subjects. And
it goes fast and it goes hard.
Yeah. I mean, they put Bex on the back of a truck and like are
going
to hang her.
Yes, what the fuck? And then also, like, the main characters aren't really good people either.
No.
Like, they're all kind of shitty. Like, Bex isn't that great of a person. Like, Lily's certainly not that great of a person.
No.
But then also it's like, well, compared to these other people.
And also
people,
they're 18.
Yeah. And oh, like, my God. Yeah, the adults and the cop.
Yeah.
The cop that's like a part of the big group. And
yeah.
You're like, oh, my fucking God. Disgusting. I said Maude Apatow is obviously.
She's wonderful.
She's amazing.
She's always so good.
She does have like, she literally has almost no lines in this.
But she makes such an impact.
Yeah. When she, first of all,
when she like just hits her
and she just fucking falls. Oh my God. It's amazing.
Oh, it's so good. She just walks out.
And everyone cheers her on.
Yeah.
Because they're like, that's what we want to do. Also, I'm like, that's what sets off the town.
Yeah.
Is her doing that.
Yeah.
Her, like,
it, pandemonium is because of her just
almost killing Bella Thorne. Also, now let's get into this wonderful
stream of consciousness.
Okay, so I started this when he corners her in the hall.
Okay.
So I wrote the fucking bystanders and the guilt. Because mm-hmm. It's right after the, she has that, like, 10% of the world is kind and 10% of the world is evil.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest, the 80% can be swayed either way, but you don't know who's who and all that stuff. And then they're holding her down and she's, like, sobbing. And the guy that, I don't know, he's like, a black guy and he's holding her feet.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, looks so bad. He looks like he feels so bad.
Yeah.
For doing it. But he's, like, but it's not like I can't do it. And then I wrote her parents. Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. That was heartbreaking.
Holy shit. When they throw her out.
I know. It's like, and she's just like begging and they just do it anyway.
Also, it's like, what?
She was abused.
I also said, like, so much victim blaming. Holy shit.
No, it is.
She's literally 18.
She had to be like, what, 15, 16 at the time?
Yeah, exactly.
And she stopped babysitting for them for a while.
Yeah. And not only that, but it's like, he is the one who came on to her both times.
Yeah.
And also, she's too young to know any better.
Yeah.
Like, it's his fault.
No, it's his 100%. Fault. It's 100% his fault. It is not her fault.
No.
That is not her fault at all.
And it's like, she's dumb, but she's 18.
Yeah.
So, and she's in an abusive relationship. And he's nice to her.
Mm.
So.
So creepy.
Horribly creepy. Well, yeah, when he's wiping the blood off her, I'm like, creepy, 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 creepy.
Yeah, yeah.
I said her parents kicking her out, holy shit. I said her brother's a fucking psycho.
I know, he just sits back and watches.
After he watches her get kicked out and she's banging on the door and he just doesn't do anything.
And he did all of this.
I know. I said, I guess they're fine if she's murdered.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't care.
They literally don't care.
They never try to get in hold of her.
No, and like, this is all just because she sent like these pictures with like
not even that bad of pictures.
Like all
her
the
boobs,
her boobs, and like her mouth.
Her mouth.
Yeah, her boobs and her mouth. It, like it's not. They're not that bad.
Not our pussy.
And they're like, you're a homewrecker. You like ruined this man's life, and it's like
he ruined his own goddamn life. I'm the
and
one.
Hers along with it.
It's so true. Literally. I'm pretty sure she's gonna be fucking punished enough. And then I believe I wrote, all these people need to fucking go to jail, like, 100 times. What are they gonna do? They're murdering people! Literally, I was like, what would you do? I can see this happening.
Yeah.
And then what do you do? Because they legit murdered Em's mom.
Yeah.
They're chasing Lily down with knives. They zip-tied Em up to the fucking wall. They were gonna hang Bex. They stabbed that Marty guy.
Mm-hmm.
Marty fucking lies for them. Or at least gives a false, partially true confession.
Mm-hmm.
And they still kill him. They still stab him to death. What?
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
I also wish we got more, more conclusion on what happens to the town.
Yeah, because
we get a little bit of it where they're like, a bunch of people moved away and my brother went to jail.
Mm-hmm. But like, okay, so the town's name is Salem. So Avi, you know, you guys mm-hmm. know it's Salem Witch Trials and, you know, Assassination Nation, Character Assassination, which is like the new witch hunt or whatever.
Right.
Which is, you know, people getting their character assassinated by
the internet
or their secrets coming out.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And then also blaming young girls for all that stuff, even though it's, you know, a lot of the other people's fault.
Well, it's like everyone in this movie is kind of fucked up and has shit that shouldn't come out.
Yeah.
But also, it's like nobody really gets what they deserve.
No.
Like, the mayor is not a good person. He is a super hypocrite, but he still shouldn't kill himself.
It's like that scene where Lily's like, Bex, I think that even if you don't agree with him, you can still have empathy. And then Bex is like, maybe you, but not me.
Exactly. And it's like, well, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, that's still fucked. Or like the principal, like, how he literally does nothing really wrong.
No.
I mean, it's like, he watches porn.
He watches, and it's not that big a deal.
Also, everybody watches porn.
Everybody.
Everyone has porn on their history at some point.
It's not that big a deal.
No. And it's still like, I know, it also made me really scared of the internet. I went, holy shit, they're gonna fucking waterboard Marty.
And then I said, know.
Holy shit, they stabbed him anyway, what the fuck? And then I wrote, this movie's wild as hell.
It's ridiculous.
It's wild. It's wild. I can't believe he gets stabbed. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even do anything wrong. Marty doesn't do a single thing wrong in this whole movie. He helps them and they still stab him. I guess because they don't want him to tell the truth because they elicit a false confession.
Yeah.
What happens to these people? How do they not go to jail?
I don't know. When an entire town loses their mind, you know, what can you do? That came out of nowhere. It's your body telling you not to leave.
Oh my god, I feel like a dog that... I choked on my own spit.
That sucks.
I breathed in and went, wow. I don't know if I'm going to cut that out or not. So sorry if you didn't like that. Where were we? Sorry.
This movie's wild as hell.
This movie's wild as fucking hell. What the hell? And also, like, it's just what, how can you not send people to jail? Like,
I know.
Because but not like... everybody did something wrong. You all specifically did wrong things. Like, it's not illegal to cheat on your wife.
True.
But it is illegal to murder someone for cheating on their wife.
True that.
It's called a crime of passion.
Heard of it?
Heard of it? You go to jail for it. Even if your wife did cheat on you.
It's something that I believe Adnan Syed did not do.
Exactly. 3 weeks after the fact. And then...
It's fine.
But then also, like... I'm just very... how could you ever look at those people in the face again? Like, how could they ever look at you again?
Yeah. I mean, Salem witch trials, I guess.
Yeah, but those women died.
That's true.
They didn't live to look at their horrible lying accusers. That's so true. Oh my god, modern day crucible. This is a modern day crucible, I'm saying it.
It is. And so much victim blaming. It's ridiculous.
I said, her mom, yes, queen. And then I went, oh, but so sad. Oh, her mom's doing good, and then she dies.
Yeah.
I thought this is such a sad movie. Holy shit. when she's screaming for her mom.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, Mommy, please, Mom, help. Nope. And her mom's dead. Ugh. And she tries to help. Also, it's like, they aren't just killing, they're not just after Lily. They're actively, like, killing her friends. Mm-hmm. Bitches.
Guilty by association.
Guilty by association. Fucking bitches. And I wrote, the slasher film vibe is amazing.
I love that.
Especially, like, I think I wrote that when they were in the house. And it's, like, all the glass doors.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're all trying to run. And then the nail gun thing in the pool.
Ugh.
Classic.
So good. Classic slasher.
I said the Jill McHale thing is the least surprising thing ever. When he takes off the mask,
I'm like, that was Jill McHale's voice.
Also,
the entire time.
Duh.
Yeah.
I also don't like that he blames her.
No, he does. He's like, you ruined my life.
And it's like, you ruined your own goddamn life. You are the one who hit on me at 15.
You're the one who seduced a 15, 16-year-old.
But she shouldn't have been so sexy.
Oh, she's too young to be that sexy.
If she would just dress like a Mormon, I wouldn't be intrigued, even though I clearly have problems. I wrote, the police being in on it, I want to know what the punishment for all this was. These girls better have been given $1 billion each. And then I just said, the acting is really good.
On everyone's part.
On everyone is good.
Yeah.
Everyone is good in this movie.
It's very impressive.
The writing is a little weird, but this is a good movie.
I like it. I like it a lot.
It's really intense.
It really it captures the imagination.
It also just spares no one.
No. No,
it doesn't. No one is safe. It's like, you're not safe just because you are a smart girl.
Yeah.
You're not safe. Also, can we just talk about what Bella Thorne's character does to Grace?
Holy shit. That is, like, the worst thing
I've ever... That is my literal nightmare. Literal nightmare. Your friend goes through your phone, finds your nudes, and sends them to people.
Ugh.
And like she said, like, she knew that they had been leaked.
Mm-hmm.
But she had never known by who. And then to find out...
That it's your best friend.
Best friend leaked your nudes. I probably do what she did, too.
No, yeah.
Fucking baseball. That's understandable. To the back of the head, bitch.
She's so cute, though. I love Maude Apatow.
Oh, yeah.
She's very talented.
I don't like how she goes to jail. I guess no. She's the first one, but...
Yeah. Yeah. I think that once, like, you hit a certain amount of people who are going...
Crazy.
That crazy.
I just am like, what? I can just... It's... The movie's really scary because I feel like it could happen.
Yeah. I mean, the Salem Witch Trials happened, and this is like Salem Witch Trials, but with the internet.
It's worse.
Yeah.
It's worse. I feel like it could happen for real. I mean, it's already, like, people already bring up shit that people did on the internet a billion years ago. Like, ruin their lives. Like...
Then that's just Twitter.
And that's just Twitter. That's just what you didn't delete. Or what we were able to find on the Wayback Machine. Like, imagine if someone got your personal files you've been too ashamed to ever upload to anyone.
It's so scary.
I know. Scary as fuck. And then, like, it's, like, also, like, the principal thing, too, like, really is scary because, like, he didn't even do anything.
No, he didn't do anything, and people are, like, persecuting him.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
It's so scary. It's, like...
Hacking is terrifying.
I don't want anyone to see what I watched on YouTube in 2005, you know?
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Shit, it's not funny now.
No.
What we found funny in 2005 is not funny anymore.
It's so true.
No, I don't want you to know that I followed Shane Dawson. You know what I mean? It's like,
I understand.
Shane Dawson was a racist. But everyone was racist. Everyone.
Yeah, it was 2005.
It's 2005. Everyone said stuff they shouldn't have said. And everyone just put that on the internet.
This is before PC culture, man. And
it's so true. I mean, it was there, but...
But it wasn't...
Like, it wasn't like... There was no consequence.
It wasn't getting... It was not as prevalent as it is now. And now people are like... We're getting to where the point where we can actively punish people who...
It's like, you know better. You know better now. But back then, when everyone was making comedy like that, you also made comedy like that.
Yeah.
If you wanted to be a comedian...
True.
And it's like, oh my god, just imagine. But it's really weird. It's just really weird, this movie, because it's like not really nice to anyone.
Mm-mm.
Like, it's mean to the Twitter girls that are really PC.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also mean to all the people that are really, like, they're like the people that are like, oh fuck, we're just gonna kill women. Like, they're also not really looked upon nicely.
No, no one is.
I would say.
There's no real heroes.
I would say worse.
I would say they're worse.
I would say they're worse. Maybe the PC girls are kind of hypocritical, but they're also not murdering people for...
Sport.
For sport.
And also because they think that they're whores and that's what they deserve.
Exactly. That's the thing.
That's what it is. That's the thing
here. That's the really thing is, like, the idea that... Anybody's actions would make them deserve this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like nothing anybody does.
Nothing anybody could ever do could deserve.
Nothing anybody does in this movie at all, they don't deserve any action they get. Nothing, like, the mayor, not a good person, still doesn't deserve what happens to him.
No.
Principal, doesn't deserve what happens to him. Lily, all the girls, Bex, nothing they do warrants what happens to them, even if they're not good people. Even if they make really bad, fucked up mistakes, nothing that happens to them deserves to happen to them. But because people decide that that's, like, their... They get to decide who deserves what.
It's fucked. It's like trolls.
It's fucked. Oh my god, yeah. All the 4chan shit.
Yeah.
4chan's fucking scary.
4chan is terrifying. It's all the shit that you can't post on Reddit.
I know. It's like, what is this? How does this website exist? How does it exist?
I don't know, man. It's a scary, scary movie.
It really is. It freaks me out. It's like too much like life. Especially, like, I'm sure you heard that news story the other day about the guy who was sleeping with a trans woman and killed himself.
Oh my god.
Because people were, like, bullying him so much. And a lot of people were posting the story and they were like, this guy did something that not a lot of guys would do, which is he didn't kill the woman, he killed himself.
That's
like most terrifying. It's like straight men, if they were dating a trans woman, they would just kill her if they really were gonna kill someone.
Which is what happens in this movie, or what, like, they try to make happen in this movie.
Exactly, he's straight up gonna kill her because he doesn't wanna, because he's getting made fun of so much. It's not that he doesn't like Bex.
No.
He has no problem with Bex at all. He's just like, if I don't kill you, I'm gonna get made fun of.
And beaten.
And it's like, you're all fucking crazy.
Oh, it's so scary.
It literally happened! It literally happens, and shit like that does happen where, like, people post pictures of their kids on, like, that are, like, naked, and they get, like, arrested for child pornography, mm-hmm. and you're like, it's not a sexual photo.
No. You're the one who's making it
sexual. You're the one who's making it sexual! She even says that,
yeah, in her deep speech.
In her, one of her many out-of-place monologues. she says that, where she's like, what's sexual about it? Like, you're making it sexual.
I remember watching, I remember this happening, whenever Sia's video came out, that was, like, Shia LaBeouf and the girl, and she was in, like,
the nude thing,
and they're like, ooh, it's disgusting, it's pedophilic. I'm like, you're making it sexual, it's not sexual.
Also, you're like, if you're the one who's attracted to it, hate to break this to you.
But she's, like, 11.
You're the pedophile.
Yeah.
Hate to say it. Don't want to call the kettle black or something, but you're the pedophile.
Yeah, if you're the one who's sexualizing. If you're,
like, that picture of a six-year-old is too sexy to be posted, it's like, okay, why do you find sexual pleasure in a photo of a six-year-old?
And it's like when her dad is like, I was uncomfortable, like, seeing you naked or something.
After two, and she's like, why?
Like, why? I'm your daughter. That shouldn't make you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You're the one who's making it sexual.
Yeah. And it's like, there are things that people do that are inherently sexual. For example, her sending those pictures to Nick.
Yeah.
Inherently sexual. Meant to be sexual.
Mm-hmm.
A woman, like, taking a selfie in a revealing outfit is not necessarily inherently sexual.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or for example, like, where she draws those pictures.
Yeah. Not inherently sexual.
Not inherently a sexual thing. It's a photo of a nude woman. It's like the difference between pornography and art. That's like the age-old debate.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you the exact definition. I did a literal paper over pornography once.
She did. I remember when she was telling me about all those documentaries.
It's true. I know a lot about porn. The literal distinction between pornography and art that has, like, nudity in it is that pornography is specifically meant to get people aroused,
mm-hmm.
versus art can have pornographic elements and not be pornography.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, there was a woman once who, like, did an exhibit at a museum where she, I forget this woman's name, she's a pretty famous, like, artist, and she basically had a table of stuff in front of her, and she's completely naked, and she's standing, and basically the thing is, like, it's like a sign that was like, you can do whatever you want to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's naked. She's literally not doing anything. She's blindfolded, standing by herself, doing nothing, naked. and it's completely up to the observer what they do to her. So there's nice stuff. There's, like, there's lotion, there's, you know, glitter, there's, like, cool stuff. But then there's also, like, knives and, like, red Sharpies and like, shit and stuff like that. And it's, like, at first people aren't, like, really doing anything to her. Like, occasionally they'll come up and, like, put lotion on her or, like, some makeup on her, something like that. But then somebody's, like, draws slut on her belly. And then it's, like, progressively gets more and more worse. People are, like, coming up and cutting her a little bit. Or, like, it's, like...
And, like, that's literally labeling someone a slut, and then people instantly want to kill her.
Exactly. It's, like, all it took was one person to write, like, a derogatory term on her. And suddenly people are taking the knives, and they're nicking her body all over. Or they're... You know what I mean? It's, like, you all are fucking crazy! It's, like, people are crazy.
You're the one who's doing this, not her.
To a girl did literally nothing. Whose only crime is, like, being naked.
Oof. Oof. This movie's real.
Yeah. It's scary. And I'll read you some of my... I have a lot of IMDb reviews today because I think there wasn't very many long ones that were really good, but there's a lot that are, like, okay, calm down. But I think that this movie isn't, like, a lot of people are like, liberal cuck, Ben Shapiro destroys. I don't think that's what it was. Like, in my opinion, it's just that you guys can't handle it.
Yeah.
And that you don't like a movie that feels like it's calling you out because you have these base desires also. So let me read you some really fun reviews that kind of sound like they were written by Donald Trump. This one's called 2 out of 10 predictable woke teen cringe fest. Mundane teen soundtrack dominates the first hour of this nonsensical pastiche of badly developed characters, ridiculous plot lines, and completely predictable ending. They took a basic concept and stretched it so far beyond the boundaries of sanity that in the end, it completely loses its focus and becomes yet another two-dimensional indictment of the stereotypical white man. If you look closely at all of the bad guys, you will see what I mean. Get woke, get cringe.
Get woke, get cringe.
Next one. Not 1 out of 10. This is simple. If you're a white male, this movie will not make you look good. It is very leftist propaganda.
Oh my god.
Here we go. We got some more. 1 out of 10. Some people like this. Those people should be shunned.
That's what this movie's about.
The only thing this... thing has going for it are visual effects. It's The Purge meets Mean Girls. This is supposed to be a shock to the system wake up sheeple movie about privacy and hypocrisy, but it's a flat out oinker of a movie. There's no value in it. The heroes are snotty little twits who garner your sympathy only because they know they're innocent. Nearly every scene is cringe inducing. It's violent, cacophonous assault on logic and coherence, and it feels like it was directed by a toddler in desperate need of Adderall. It got so bad that I had to watch it on mute with subtitles. By the end of the movie, I despise everyone in the movie, even the ones who hadn't done anything wrong. I feel dumb for having watched this. The fact that you called the girls twits. Okay. 2 out of 10, terrible. It's a movie that seems to fail in all aspects. The cinematography was mostly bland with very little creativity. The plot was the worst thing this movie had. It blames all the murder on things like fragile male egos, the male gaze, transphobia, etc.
I mean, deaths do come from that.
Also, a lot of them. I'm just saying, statistically, if you're a white male, your chances of being a murderer are higher. I'm not, you know, and I'm not sure, that's not because of your skin color, so what else is it? The movie ends up focusing more time on pushing its political agenda than developing a compelling narrative or making us feel connected with the characters. And this is long, but I'm not probably even going to read it all because it's incoherent. Here we go. 3 out of 10. How could y'all do this to someone? So it's early. I worked all week. Saturday. And surprise, had a great week. Saw Juliet, naked, rented Halloween, and some awesome stuff. In Halloween, there's inappropriate stuff, language, etc., and it's great. The only surprises I got here, starting from the theatrical previews, are Gerard Butler and Matthew McConaughey. Competition for Shia LaBeouf somehow, someway. Then the film starts. Suki Waterhouse? Judd Apatow's daughter? How can y'all be a part of this film with parental guidance? This film is a disaster. I'm trying to cross-reference some important influential nonsense during this review, and the first person that comes to mind is Doug Benson. Go Oprah. One reaction. I saw another movie not too long ago. It was about a couple dudes who moved furniture, were friends, and one of them had just gotten a gun. It was better than this, kind of. This is not an annoying movie, but it's disturbing. Remember that video with Perfect Circle and those gangster bikini like bandits? Or how about that one Justin Bieber video? What do you mean? There was a good long portion of this film that became that video. I don't even like writing and typing because I want to. It becomes scrambled ADHD bipolar labeled mess. So seriously, Bella Thorne, great job in Midnight Sun, effing beautiful. Exploiting what imitation concerning what men what condensed to what some women do all day long, brainstorming or just in general was perfect. Which is probably why when looking up the filmography demography associated with the true active scene happening from Florida to California, the worst part of this film was watching a mother die, a principal suffer, and as it continued, I noticed there were so many Quentin Tarantino-like snippets from a girl fighting back in a bathroom scene to almost Kill Bill-like stuff. Wrapping up this film without being mean, I leave this review to the opinion of a performer named Adore Delano, and he or she has a song, he or she has a song called I Adore You. How is that?
Who is this person?
I don't know, someone on drugs. There's no punctuation. And the punctuation that is there, it's like, Bella Thorne. It's like, period, Bella Thorne, period. Great job, period. Like, jeez.
What'd you give it?
I give it a 6 out of 10.
I agree.
The first bit is kind of rough. So, I think that's it.
I think that's it, yes.
All right, follow us on social media.
Join our Patreon if you can.
And I think that's it.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.